She said nothing of her experience to anyone, but for the next day or two she was thoughtful and a little preoccupied. And then came the second occasion. Again she was alone in the room. The wireless, which had been playing an orchestral selection, died away with the same suddenness as before. Again there was silence, the sense of distance, and finally Patrick's voice, not as it had been in life, but a voice rarefied, far away, with a strange, unearthly quality.